Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, it's my pleasure to be with Mark Mitchell, Director of Coaching for Leaders on Fire. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here, man. Excited to talk with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, and I'm excited for our listeners because Leaders on Fire is just so amazing, and I just want people to know that it's right here in our backyard and hopefully around the world here soon. What is Leaders on Fire, and why was it started?
Okay, well, yeah, I'll start by sharing a little of the story of our CEO and founder, Drew Scholl.
Okay.
Drew has had an amazing background in the corporate setting, very successful in the businesses that he and his brothers began to run. Faith was a very important part of the structure and how that they ran business.
Mm-hmm.
With clients, yes, to how they perform operation, to how they cared for the people that were employees. They really viewed it kind of in a missional mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a number of years, Drew was called to go to the mission field, and he went from this corporate setting to about as far opposite as you could possibly be, and took his family to the jungles of Papua New Guinea and was a missionary for a couple years.
Okay.
Upon returning, he had an interesting calling. He didn't think that he was going to be entering necessarily back into the business world, but there was a real calling and a vision to see a marketplace revival happening.
Awesome.
That there was a place here that the Lord really wanted to move, and that began to stir in his heart. And he wrote the book called All In,
mm-hmm.
which is a fantastic book of what it means to it tells his story. It tells the story of the business. It tells the story of even his work in the mission field. And what does it mean to really live a missional way of living? And so it really is an incredible book and challenges us to really go, what does it mean to really truly go all in for Christ? And he began to create this platform called Leaders on Fire, right? And again, is to kind of address the marketplace and to rise up leaders. So how do they integrate Jesus into their leadership? Mm-hmm. And he and I got together. I'm the director of coaching for Leaders on Fire, and was lucky to meet with him right in the very beginning. And we just had a shared vision.
Sure. Tell us your background, Mark.
Yeah. So my background, I was a therapist for over 23 years,
mm-hmm.
Had my own private practice. I specialized in a lot of different areas, even organizational development, but I also did a lot of work with trauma and anxiety. And then I'm what they call a Gottman-trained therapist, and so I specialized also in relationships. And so I did a lot of marriage counseling and did marriage conferences with my wife as well. But I knew I was also being called in a different direction,
mm-hmm.
into the world of professional coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became a certified professional coach through IPEC, which is the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And I opened up another practice. I had my private practice in counseling, and I had my professional coaching practice. In that process of, just kind of you in the networking process, met up with Drew, and we had lunch together. And by the end of that conversation, there was just such a shared drive and vision that those conversations continued. And I got involved with helping kind of, developing more of the content as well. And then in January 2025, I had shut down both of my businesses and joined Drew in a full-time venture of launching Leaders on Fire.
Well, exactly a year ago. Well, it sounds like God's been preparing both you and Drew your whole lifetime for this.
It's been incredible. And so we wanted to really create this content that incorporated, one, what does it mean on the spiritual foundation, and what does it mean biblically? What are the true foundational components of leading well, but also the integration of the business expertise, how that's been integrated into business and his experiences, the theological component, bringing the truth of the Word of God into that component, and then the mental health side of that, right? What does it mean in a holistic way to create leaders? And,
sure.
You know, part of it is because it started also because there's a deep burden that we see in faith-driven leaders, right? So many of the leaders, we genuinely love Jesus, but they've been taught either implicitly or explicitly that faith belongs in private life or and not necessarily in the leadership life. And I think without integrating a true connection with that faith into that leadership, we were seeing lots of burnout. We're seeing a lot of people, you know, it just feels like we can't do enough. And so part of our mission is we ignite transformation in the hearts of leaders by equipping them to go all in, integrating Jesus into that leadership, mm-hmm. empowering them to radically change lives. And so the idea for Leaders on Fire, why it started and what we're doing is, again, to ignite that transformation, not only to get people in touch with that calling of their true leadership capabilities, but in turn, that ends up creating, that's the mission field.
Right? Sure.
It transforms other people's lives. It's going to transform sure. your family's lives. Oh, it's sure. going to transform those who work with you. Mm-hmm. And so that's really kind of the foundation of how we got things started.
Great. That's fantastic. And you yeah. mentioned Wildman. That's just, they've always been great at integrating their faith with their business. And So what exact problems do you think you're trying to solve for leaders?
Well, one of the core issues, I think, is that fragmentation, right? So, you know, leaders are expected to be decisive. They're expected to be resilient. There's a lot on their table. There's a high capacity that's required from people, you know, and they're making a lot of big decisions. And again, it's that fragmentation there. A lot of times, when I look at even pastors of churches, when I look at people who are business owners, CEOs, it's a very lonely place to be. You know, mm-hmm. we feel a lot of times that yep. the burden is all on ours and we're taking charge. It's based on, man, I've got to get this. If I don't get this, all these people suffer, all these elements,
sure.
right? So there's just a real disconnect, because people are doing it so much on their own. There's a
sure.
disconnect between yep. their deepest convictions and a lot of times I think Christian leaders feel that tension between kind of the faith and performance.
Yep.
Right? Like I have to maintain all of these things. And so a lot of times it's just hard to balance all
sure.
of that.
Sure. Well, I found I used to work in mental health for, 13 years here locally. And what I found was the leaders, the bosses, the CEOs, maybe the school superintendents.
Yeah.
Once you get them by themselves, they're some of the loneliest people. And you wouldn't right. think that because they're completely surrounded, they're busy, they're going to all these meetings, and they're they're the center of attention for everything.
Yeah,
but you get them by themselves, and it's really lonely.
Well, and I think with that, without having that community, and without having that, with things being so fragmented, in that when I hear there's professional, there's family, there's personal, there's all these, when all of those things are separated, again, that rate of burnout is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's significant because who do we go to? How do we, when if I feel like I'm the one that has to carry everything?
Right, exactly.
So I don't know who to go to in those elements.
Oh, sure. You've got to be strong. You're the leader. You can't show a chink in your armor or anything.
Right, right, right. And so that's part of one of the things that we exist. We want to help leaders bring those worlds back together. Right? So that where that spiritual formation fuels leadership. It doesn't compete with it. Okay? So when that happens, then leaders don't just perform better. They're going to lead differently. It leads through who they are, who God has created them to be, right? And with that, again, it transforms everything. It gives you the right frame, and it gives you the right clarity, which I think we're seeking all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys have created these roundtables. So tell us, what is a Leaders on Fire roundtable?
They're amazing. And I say they're amazing because I'm in them, okay? A Leaders on Fire roundtable, it's a highly intentional. It's a relational environment for leaders who want to grow spiritually and lead missionally. Okay, so we limit them in size. It's guided by a trained facilitator. In this case, the groups that we have going right now, and actually the one that we're going to be getting ready to start, they are facilitated by Drew and myself. And so we are running these groups currently right now. And it's just built around honest conversation, reflection, and application. We have an online platform that walks you through a video series that we've created that goes along with study guides to help you interact and relate to the material. And I think what makes it different is that it's not about just transferring information It's about how do we cultivate it? How do we begin to really, truly integrate this in a deep and personal way and do it in community, right? Mm-hmm. Create that safe space for people to be vulnerable, a confidential space for people to be vulnerable.
Right. So you kind of answered that question, but how is it different from like a Bible study or a mastermind program? And really, who's the roundtable for?
That's a great question. When I look at a Bible study, you know, it's very content driven.
Yeah. Right.
Masterminds are more about performance and, you know, how to, you know, or those components. But the roundtable is really focused on formation, right? And so we're not just asking what do you know or what are you building, but who are you becoming and how is Jesus shaping that leadership, right? And so the other question there is who's it for? Well, roundtables are for leaders who are already maybe successful in many ways, but who know something deeper is needed. You know, that person that feels that longing for, I need something more, need that depth, need that community. They're hungry for spiritual clarity, authentic community, and leadership that's aligned with their calling. At the same time, it isn't for everybody, right? And so because that environment is very relational and formational, we are kind of thoughtful about that. And so what mm-hmm. we create is we actually have a waiting list that people are on there, and we form those groups and we look at the people who, you know, so we can make sure that these are good fits, and we want leaders who are ready to show up fully committed and ready to engage the process.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, they become amazing.
Great. Well, this sounds like something I'd be interested in for sure.
I'd love to have you part of it. 100%. Yes.
So what would be like the next steps for somebody that's listening that might want to get involved?
Sure.
How often do you have these roundtables? Just, yes.
Yeah.
How do people get involved?
Well, so if they're a chamber member, you know, the newsletter has just kind of gone out and actually has a link for you to be able to get some more information and join our waiting list. You can also check out our website, leadersonfire.com. If you want to email me directly, my email, this one's a simple one, right? It's mark at leaders.com or leadersonfire.com.
Now, Mark with a C or a K?
Mark with a K.
Okay.
So mark at leadersonfire.com, and that you will be able to reach me there too. My information is also on the website. I'd be happy. Anybody had any type of questions, wanted to explore further, I would make sure that they could get the link and also answer any questions. I love having conversations and talking about it. So.
Well, sure. As with any BizBuzz episode, if you're interested in Leaders on Fire, the roundtables, or you want to get in touch with Mark, you can always contact us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get you in touch with Mark. So, Mark, now you need people to attend the roundtables, but you're also this is going to be – you've got people in Australia. This is going to be a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
Are you looking for facilitators?
Well, so we do have a facilitator training program. You know, if someone is interested in wanting to host and run their own roundtables, we do have a training process that can actually certify you as the Leaders on Fire facilitator.
Oh, wow.
And provide, you know, a way for you to begin to kind of start that process, you know. I think facilitators are also going to be leaders who feel called to steward that space, mm-hmm. you know. And again, it's not about having all the answers, you know. Otherwise, that disqualifies me as well, right?
I don't have
all the answers.
That's right.
But it's about presence, faithfulness, and really a heart for developing people. And so if someone is interested in wanting to talk a little further about what it means to become a facilitator,
sure.
That's an option too, you know. And we're looking at kind of opening up and starting our next roundtable group here in late February.
Okay.
And so if people are interested, please reach out. We'd love to get you connected and get you a part of what's happening. The leaders that have been experiencing it so far, it's been just an amazing process. Amazing process.
Well, sounds fantastic. Yeah. Mark, thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for joining us today. And please, if you're listening to this, please sign up. You'll be so glad you did. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.